You're listening to Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM. Thanks to Ablefourth's Bathtub Gin and the Cork Gin and Whiskey Bar.
That's right, settle in.
Welcome to the BFM studio, Ben from the Cork Gin Whiskey Bar.
What's up?
Just enjoying the sight of all the ingredients you've got here on the BFM desk for us.
Just enjoying my beer. It's time. Oh, I'm having a nice little Rudy's there. Shout out Rudy's.
No, do you know when you take a sip of a beer and you don't go, it feels like you've trapped it? It's not there anymore.
You just do a real
weird.
Free.
Just do a, no, you've got to.
So, how's your week been? You're getting started, right? Because you're Wednesday.
Yeah, this is my Tuesday. This is my Tuesday today. Okay. But it's been busy. Yesterday was a busy night.
Okay, that's good. Good to hear. And you've come in this evening with Ablefourth's Bathtub Gin.
Yes,
once again
we have.
Being the star of the show.
A few miscellaneous bottles and what looks to be a jar that I can only see the top of. Was that our jar or did you bring the jar in?
I brought the jar.
Okay, sweet. That's good.
I mean, you keep the jar if you really want
no,
the
look,
jar. But
it's just that we just try to hang on to what we can. Yeah.
Now, what is it now?
The liquid in the jar. I was hoping it was some kind of a...
No, it's a cinnamon-infused sugar syrup.
Go on.
By infused, I mean I left cinnamon in it for a couple of weeks and I'm now saying it's infused.
Sweet. Time spent.
Yeah. I mean, I just put it in the fridge and left it for a few weeks, but yeah.
Is there a bit of stuff like that that you are doing, like custom ingredients that you've got at the Cork?
We actually are doing a little team up with East Imperial just now. We start in next week. We're using Bathtub as one of the gins we're using with them. Mm-hmm. So we're using their tonics, some quite off the wall ingredients, and different gins to showcase all the different gins.
Is there like a strong like word of mouth between the bartenders where you're like, hey, I've come up with this funky thing that I've found is pretty good in drinks?
That's
I'm
good.
Not like,
that's
to, great. To be honest, I'm like,
hey, what about this new funky thing I found? What do you guys think
I'm
about
not going to really... cinnamon infused sugar syrup doesn't spring to my mind. So someone's obviously gone, oh, this sounds pretty good, and done it.
I think I was using it for someone a few weeks ago and just put cinnamon in sugar and was like, yeah, I'll use this for something, and kind of just been using it since.
Okay.
Because it's not run out yet, so.
I reckon the mere mortal would probably just chuck cinnamon straight in the cocktail and sort of get the same effect, yeah?
Suppose so, but
like you kind of refine the process after a while.
Yeah.
I might as well put the cinnamon in there and let that make friends with the sugar.
You try and make it look more fancy so people pay more money, obviously.
Agreed. It's good. Good time spent, man.
Yeah, of course. Okay.
Now, what sort of drink are you making tonight? Is it a twist on a classic?
Yeah, this one's a twist on a White Lady. So this one has...
Never heard of it. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I had the same moment. I've gone, have we had a White Lady in here before? And I don't know.
I know, like,
have.
I know, like,
cocktail
the
corner,
I know the burger joint that's mobile, but I don't
know.
Yeah,
I've never been yet, actually.
It's always moving around.
Oh, it's good.
It used to be down by Fort Lane, isn't it?
It's still there. But maybe I'm just usually too drunk to go.
Yeah.
No, to go home.
There's a bit of a queue and you're like, fuck it.
Yeah, instant noodles, fine, whatever.
But what's the cocktail consist of? Let's kick in.
So, we've got the Bathtub Gin, mm-hmm. and then we're going to go with some Pierre Fernand Dry Curacao. So this one's a bit drier than Cointreau. So that's why we're putting a little bit of the cinnamon-infused sugar syrup. Also, the cinnamon goes really well with the Bathtub Gin.
Right.
For my palate anyway. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to have a bit of lemon in there, a couple of dashes of Angostura bitters, a couple of dashes of Fee Brothers orange bitters, and then you're going to stick a little bit of egg white in, gives you a nice foam on the top, and then it's just going to be topped with a little sprinkle of cinnamon.
It's an egg white one. All the oldies have a little egg white in the main.
Oh,
just
I like
to be
it.
The vibe
it's nice.
In the day.
No, it's nice.
Yeah, it rounds
little...
off a drink room.
Yeah.
Sweet,
oh,
right?
But now... got to look after the vegans, so...
Yeah. What is an alternative?
Chickpea water.
Really?
It's pretty good, yeah.
Sweet. No. So like the brine, or...?
Yeah, it's an emulsifying agent, so that's why you have to shake it without ice first.
Far out.
Or, well, you could do it vice versa, either way. I do it without ice first, but
shit, I'm glad I asked. That's
give
good.
That a whip up.
Chickpea water.
There you go. I just whipped up some hummus the other day, actually. I thought, you know when you make some hummus and you feel like you're the king of the world? When
it's so good, though.
And then you think about how much hummus is and you're
crackers
like, fuck yeah,
and you're like, yeah. A little bit of chili oil on the top and you're golden.
Forget about it.
Right, we're having a booze.
Ben, go ahead and build it for us.
John's ready. John's
and I will take notes down on the exact ingredients. So you've opened the Able Force.
John's going to chuck this on the 95BFM website at some point, and you can make this drink for yourself at home in your very own time.
First I'll get a pen that works.
Shout out for using the cap as a measure, by the way.
Yeah, I forgot the Jago shout
out. That's great. That was a positive shout out.
I'd be taking the piss out of me, don't you?
Yeah, it's true. There's somebody wants you to go back and make them in Jameson ASAP.
You're not a captain, Alex. Get a grip.
You're not a pirate.
You're not a pirate. You're a wedding photographer. Actually, if anyone would like the wedding photograph,
here we go.
Go to Weddings by Alex.
The contact here is Captain Alex. So that's sort of what he's done to himself.
Okay, I'm back. So how much Able Force do we have?
Oh, shit.
So we are,
John, it's a
30 mil?
No, so it's 45 mil. Ooh, but I'm 45. Making for both of you, so it's 90 mil.
How much? Sorry, what? 20 mil?
Oh, no, so 45 mil for us for one of the cocktails, but I'm doing two. So
how much? So 45 mil Able Force, and then?
You have, after that, 30 mils of the dry Curacao.
Can I say something? Yeah, actually.
Yeah.
I feel like all cocktail measurements should be for two. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, just get a bigger glass.
I noticed you put a couple of the dashes of the bitters.
Yep, so a couple of dashes of Angostura and a couple of dashes of the orange bitters.
Sorry, what's the other one? The Angostura?
Angostura bitters, yeah.
What's in that jar there? Is that the...
That's the sugar.
Can I have a whiff of that?
Yeah.
John would normally smell at this point, but I feel like somebody should... Oh, yeah, you've just got a couple of sticks in here with some, like, a sort of... I can tell by the thickness of the syrup.
How much lemon juice?
So you're going to put 60 mils in. That's again, it's for both of us, so...
That's just good
for you,
I smell that.
Good. We win again. Good.
Oh, what's in that one? I don't.
So this is your egg white.
My egg white. How much is this? One egg white?
Yeah, that'll do.
Yeah, that's right. To give it some body. So this is getting built in. That was all into a Boston shaker.
Yep.
And you're giving it a dry shake.
Yes.
Oh, it sounds nice and quiet.
It's just annoying, you know, if you're not paying attention when the egg starts to emulsify, pressure builds up and explodes on you, and you look like an absolute idiot.
You just sit, you turn around and you make an omelet.
You're wet, so you're like, oh fuck. You're like, here we go.
Kit,
like,
sorry, mate. I can't remember if Kit was in here when we had the bramble. Were you in here when the bramble was in here and the lid came off the shaker and it went all over the wall?
Unfortunately, I wasn't. No,
oh, damn. That was a great moment.
Ben's still shaking, by the way, all this whole time that we've been talking about that accident.
It's training, you know. I'm not used to talking while I do this, you know. I just
you don't need to.
Stern face and
I just turn the bed up a little bit, and somebody plays a nice guitar in the background.
Yeah, kind of the action that you had wasn't too vigorous. It was just quite a fluid shape.
This band is Electric Octopus, by the way. The song is called Moments. We've used it a few times in Cocktail Corner.
Basically every single time?
No, I've shifted it around a little bit.
Okay. Oh,
there we go. Two shakes. A tentative release of the... What do you call that again? That scenario? The two metal things? I forget.
Boston Shaker.
There you go, Boston Shaker. Shout out, Boston. Thanks.
Thank you.
We're going to have a tea party.
Double strain. Double strain into
it. Wow, what a great colour. It is... That is a sort of pinkish white.
Into the coupe glass.
That's actually a really nice glass, isn't it, John? I agree.
Hold on, Mary Antoinette's breast.
These are actually, these have got a taller stem than, like, a conventional coupe. Is there any reason? I'm sure coupes aren't that tall, usually.
It's all right, mate. It's all right. One man's coupe is different to someone else's coupe. You know, it's all perspective, isn't it? Nice. Oh, okay, it's doing a little bit of sort of settling down now. And we've got like kind of a 5mm foamy head there.
Oh, it's getting a dusting of...
What is that? Paprika?
No, just cinnamon.
Cinnamon, of course. Layering up on the Christmas times here.
Yeah, maybe we should wait until Christmas to make this.
Every day's Christmas when you got one of these cocktails.
That's true.
What is it? A white lady? I'm into this.
Yeah,
this
it's kind of take on a white list. A little bit different.
Okay.
A little bit random stuff.
How have you strayed from the normal...
So, basically...
Why don't you run through the ingredients of this while we're sipping?
Oh, it smells great. I don't know if we've had any cocktail, a cocktail with egg white in it and citrus?
Probably. No, yeah, whiskey sour.
Yeah,
all your sour cocktails, okay. Really.
Sorry, I take that back, everyone.
Smooth as hell.
Maybe it's the cinnamon on top, which is giving it a bit more of a...
Yeah, just got a really nice cinnamon vibe from the bathtub gin. Mm. Also got a lot of lavender from it, but I feel like lavender is a... pretty perfumed alcohol, pretty perfumed smell. So if you put lavender in that, that's all you're gonna taste.
This one's good. We're in cocktail territory.
Do you want to cheers at it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I taste one actually?
Yeah. No. Oh look. I mean,
Jesus, like sharing's caring.
John's
come on,
closest.
Boys.
John's closest.
I think this is a great effort given
it's
basically
a good one,
free pour.
I mean, it's actually better than what I made when
really
I tried
good,
to make
right?
it last night.
I think it's fantastic. Yeah, it's good. Yeah.
Actually, in saying that, I do think the dry Curacao has worked out better than the Cointreau. So.
Okay. One for dry Curacao.
Yeah, one for dry Curacao.
Can I have a look at the dry Curacao bottle?
Yeah.
If you don't mind. Oh, yeah, dry Curacao.
I love this stuff.
Great font. Great sort of heaps of draping flags and stuff.
It smells really strong. Oh yeah, 40%.
Oh, that's the end of the jam. We should probably wrap it up.
Hey, well, thank you very much, Ben. Thank you
all good, boys.
To the Cork Gin and Whiskey Bar. Anything happening this weekend? Or in the next couple of days? Tonight being Thursday, you've still got Friday and Saturday.
It's probably just going to be really busy, so.
Okay, cool.
Come in and make me work harder than normal.
Cool. Nice one. Well, we know that you can make a bloody good cocktail, so...
Agreed.
Head along, 65 McKelvey, and enjoy some Ableforce bathtub gin.
Ooh, Mystery John is my favourite.
That was Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM. Thanks to Ableforce bathtub gin and the Cork Gin and Whiskey Bar.